Wait, start again.
Please just sing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
We're back.
Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting. Serious about style, clearly not so serious talk. Every week we have a lively discussion about all things style and fashion related. We aim to break down barriers, debunk style myths, and impart a modicum of wisdom with a whole lot of fun. Let me introduce you to your hosts. First up, we have Bruce Flalmer, owner of Michael Bruce Image Consulting and style expert extraordinaire.
Hello.
Okay.
Wow. Two weeks in a row.
We've got serious. Next, we have the sensational Beck, our stylist, travel enthusiast, and thrift culture countess.
Bonjour.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. Have a little international flair.
Uh-huh. Love it. And then, by no means least, we have Stacey, our resident raconteur and pop culture princess.
Hello. I don't know how to, like, I'm like, pop, 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 pop. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
And I'm Pamela, image consultant, style savvy, music loving Brit transplant. Hello.
We're all sophisticated today.
We are. Yeah. A little bit sophisticated. Who doesn't love a little bit of sophistication? All right, Beck, what's in the news for us this week?
So what's in the news is that, if you missed it, the MTV VMA Awards were last week, and boy, was there a lot going on. So on the 13th anniversary, yes, 13 years of the Taylor Swift, Kanye West debacle, on the red carpet, Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor had some sort of spat and punches were thrown and people had to be separated and security was called. And that was before anybody even got into the show. So
Megan Fox was wearing no clothes again. Good night.
Well, that's, yeah, I think that's her look is, you know, underwear.
So. Or nowhere.
Yeah.
Is that like the Emperor's new clothes?
It's like the Emperor. It's like my makeup line. It's the like Emperor's makeup, new
right.
makeup.
Right. Right, absolutely.
But I have to say, there were some interesting looks. I have to say, not a lot that I'd run out to emulate myself. There was a lot of purple. Casey Musgrave's hat. I don't know. All I got was Muppet vibes. And, you know, Lil Nas X, I'm not quite sure if he was, it was a little bit of a cross between Rick James and Prince. I'm not quite sure.
Right?
What's going on?
I got exactly the same. As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, that's Rick James down to a T. You know, that Versace
the hair.
Purple.
The,
yeah, exactly. It was like, okay, the Jerry curl, long hair going on. And
honestly, it almost gave me the vibes of Eddie Murphy doing Rick James on
Saturday Night Live.
Like
absolutely.
It was, you know, that kind of.
There's definitely, you know, a meme coming on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do love that he plays with like gender norms and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. But I'm sorry. The hair.
Yeah. The hair was a little bit much.
I did a double take. I was like, is that Rick James?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Rick James is dead.
I know.
So you think.
So you think.
Right.
It's like Elvis. You see him everywhere.
You see him everywhere. Yeah. Is he back?
Anyway, sorry, Beck. Moving
on. No, totally fine. I loved seeing Cyndi Lauper out and about. I think she's fabulous. I can't go wrong with her. And some people really did kind of go back. Ciara, I thought, looked pretty good. Really kind of traditional. Billie Eilish was sort of back to her baggy look. Her
Avril
Lavigne had that totally weird heart-shaped cutout thing going on. I didn't quite understand how that jacket... I mean, I have to admit, from an engineering standpoint, to be able to make a jacket that fastened with a heart shape in the middle of it, you know, that's got to take some work, but it's, So anyway, there's just some interesting looks I thought were, you know, it's worth taking a look at. It's definitely different than the Oscars or, you know, like the Met Gala we talked about last week. But what I would say is that you saw a ton, you know, we also talked about the Pantone colors for fall, and you saw a lot of that. There was Kelly green suiting and bright pink and lots of yellow. Like there was bright colors on the red carpet. So
yeah. Was it Jack Harlow that was wearing the green leather suit? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But I mean, he pulled it off, you know, so.
Who was the guy that was wearing?
I know his name. I don't know who he is, but now I'm like, oh, Jack Harlow, way to pull off the green suit. Literally. Does anybody know who he is? I don't.
He was on, what's the song? It'll Come to Me. He duetted with somebody on it. I was just listening to it yesterday. It's gone. All right. Well, we'll do that offline.
I also thought Camila Cabello did that sort of throwback almost to Marilyn Monroe in the Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with the big bow on the skirt. I thought that was really pretty.
Yeah, there was some classics and there was some real, you know, engineered looks there.
Yeah, so, and then there was Normani, and I'm not sure what that was with the strip down the front, the white sort of half skirt thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
Yeah, go check it out. There was some fun looks there.
Okay, and speaking about fashion.
Off, the last bit was Madonna turning around and walking off stage with half of her butt hanging out. And let's say at 63, the butt still looks pretty good, Madonna.
Go, Madonna.
Yes.
She's back.
I mean, she is all her, even if she is not all her.
All her.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking about fashion, I know we're going to talk about fashion, but I got to hijack really quick.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I saw a movie over the weekend that you guys have to see. You have to see Cruella if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The fashion?
It's so good. You'll love it. I'm just saying. For fashion-wise, you guys will love it. A, it's a great story. Emma Stone kills it. But the fashion in the movie is amazing and super creative. So please, watch it.
Okay.
And that's not an endorsement. Well, we don't get paid, but...
Not sponsored.
But I was... And you know me, I don't really get enamored by movies, but that was like, oh my, yeah.
She was good. Well, check it out. Okay, let's check it out.
I was like, go, girl.
All right, so let's talk about, well, whatever we're going to talk about this week. So this week's show is called Falling for You. Surprise, surprise, we're talking about fall fashion. So what we're going to talk about today is what was projected to you know, from the runways, what's projected to be the big hits for fall winter 2021 by the, you know, the outlets that really cover this, versus what we're seeing in the stores or what we think is actually going to show up here, because obviously what goes down the runway doesn't always necessarily reflect actual life. We talk about this all the time, you know, there's fashion and there's trend and then there's style. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the fashion aspect and what's predicted, and then what we see actually showing up in the stores here in the PNW, or where some of these trends we think would be better placed around the country. So
let's talk about fashion.
Let's do that.
Fall fashion trends.
All right. So the first one that was projected to be, you know, a big hit for this coming season is sequins. Now, who doesn't love a sequin?
I mean, Beck
and I are just like, oh, yay. but this is layers of sequins. So sequins on sequins on sequins. So 1920s meets, you know, 1980s opulence. But when we think of sequins, we normally think kind of clubbing, dresses, many, you know, minuscule kind of clothing, but this is more glimmering but covered up. So it's not the club scene, it's statement pieces in like trousers.
But it also is sometimes, I think it's cool, it's a patterned fabric with clear sequins over it, so you get the shine, but it's not the metallic that you necessarily get. So sometimes it's a way to do sequins that isn't nightclub-esque.
Yeah, it's like sequins, so it's sequins cool during the day. You know, that's what I like about it.
And we talk about this, but we love sequins, right? We will wear it any time of the year, but it's not the norm for most people, right? You can shy away from it because it does feel glitzy and glam, like it's for holiday, it's for going out. But they're talking about this in, you know, long trousers and high neck tops and jackets and dresses, more covered up, not nightlife type. So I think it's interesting, but you know, what do we think? Is it going to show up here? I'm going to say not necessarily. I think it will be minimal here in the PMW. There might be some of it shows up towards the holidays, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be a staple.
It's going to show up in three places.
Zara.
Stacey. Pamela. Beck.
Four and Zara.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm already thinking I've got my blue sequins pencil skirt that I can top with a sequin tee, but
I bought a blue sequin romper.
Ooh.
And you know, I would say this about a sequin t-shirt. This is one of the tips and tricks, is that you have to be really careful with sequin t-shirts, because the inside of your arm where a t-shirt can, it actually can get very irritated rubbing against the sequins. Mm. So I've returned sequin tees because of that. I think sleeveless is a little bit more, for some reason, there's something about the half sleeve that makes my inner arm really sensitive.
So. Right. So
anyway,
try outerwear. So,
Yeah, so style tip, just be careful of the sequin placement. But yeah, so we may see it, but I think it's going to be minimal. You know, it's definitely go big and bold on the sequins. So the next one that they talked about a lot was color and it being a little off kilter, so unexpected. And we talked about a little bit about this last week when we talked about the Pantone colors, but throwing people for a curveball in the way that the colors are put together, thinking things like lavender and rust together, or that fuchsia with rust, mustard and lemon together, which, you know, could be a little astringent kind of feel.
Although
to
a
it.
Dijon mustard and lemon with a little olive oil, salt and pepper,
right, but we're not
garlic.
Talking about food.
It makes
we're
a wonderful dressing.
You know, or marigold with bubblegum pink. So it's thinking really outside of the box. It's complementary colors with secondary colors from the color wheel. It's not your traditional pairings, which I think is interesting. We'll see. That's going to be scary for people, I think. I don't know how well that's going to translate here.
You got to know what you're doing. So I agree with you on that one. That's you really have to know what you're doing to pull off those colors that are on the other side of the color wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. So the next one is tailoring on tailoring. I love this one. So think button downs layered under vest or over turtlenecks and under jackets with long coats, with belts and ties.
This is Diane Keaton.
It is. Yes. I mean, but it's
and
like
it's a little menswear inspired.
Very menswear inspired.
So when I was looking at the stuff, the cuts are kind of, I mean, there's some of them are oversized, definitely. There's definitely lots of layering, but you can see the feminine details in it, but that's where it stops. You know, normally you'd think, okay, so to demasculinize those clothing, put pumps with it, or you know, we've seen trainers with it, sneakers. But this time around, we're going to see it with loafers and heavy lug sole shoes. That's the way so that's the way it came down the runway. I don't know how much of it we'll see here. I definitely see this being very East Coast, but we are seeing some of it in stores. So like Bruce, you know, you talk about Oak and Fort, what you saw there with respect to that tailoring on tailoring kind of look.
Yeah. And almost the not just with black or cream, but a lot of plaid, some houndstooth checks, that kind of stuff for sure. Very menswear inspired, even fabrications. I saw some at Zara as well. Very, very, very menswear. Glen plaids.
Okay, wait, I'm going to say it. Ready?
Brown.
Plaid for fall. Groundbreaking.
Breaking.
Groundbreaking.
It's true. But I'm kind of excited about that. I love suiting anyway. I actually, when I saw this, like, oh, I need to go get a tie and I want to do this. You know, I want to play with it. So I can see elements of it here on the West Coast, I think more East Coast, but I think have some fun with it. It's a great way to, you know, kind of just do something different. It doesn't always have to be softly, softly. We can definitely do the masculine stuff and you know, do it a different way. Do we have time for another one, Stacey, or do we need to take a break?
Let's take a quick break.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. You're listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. This is Michael Bruce Image Consulting Team. We're talking fall trends. Woo woo. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to work with an image consultant or stylist, but aren't sure what the experience would be like? Well, Michael Bruce Image Consulting, in partnership with the Bellevue Collection, will be hosting complimentary styling appointments during Fall Fashion Week 2021 at the Bellevue Collection, October 6th through 10th. Guests will have the chance to meet with a stylist, talk about their style needs or challenges, as well as in-store styling experience. For more details or to book one of these coveted appointments, go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com/fallfashionweek2021 and schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Bruce and the team. We are talking about fall 2021 fashion trends. Pamela naturally is the good student that did all of her homework.
I did homework too.
I did homework. I just read it from the wrong book. I'm like, let's talk about, and everyone's looking at me like,
huh?
What are you talking about? So I'm going to copy off of your homework, Pamela, and you know, what's that one that you were just talking about?
She's well, literally peeking over your shoulder.
Well, before the break, we talked about Taylor on Taylor, but let's move on because we've got, there are a lot of trends to kind of get to. So I'm going to kind of lump a few of them together. Knits are going to be big. Surprising, it's fall, but knitwear, more luxurious, but think it's not relegated to just sweaters, but maxi dresses, two pieces, very polished and stylish. Also kind
even
of
knit bottoms, like
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I like have to tell you,
sweatpants.
Yeah, my daughter bought a pair of knit shorts. They weren't the best, so you have to think about, you know, kind of well, seaming knit, and that kind of thing.
Right. It also can get a little baggy in the butt, but yeah, I know Bruce exactly. is a fan. He's got cashmere sweats that he
right.
In,
but
the,
so. But when you think knit, some of these are more open weave. Mm-hmm. But so knits are going to be big. Not surprisingly, we all want cozy and comfortable. Après-ski is going to be something else that they talked about. Mm-hmm. And really what that means is the Fair Isle knits. You know, and Fair Isle, for those who don't know, was made popular by the royals. It basically, it came from an isolated island north of Scotland in the Shetland Islands. There's about 55 people live on that island. It's not so prevalent now, making the knits there. It was came about from, it's a pattern for fishermen's hats and sweaters. But anyway.
Those are fun because they're bright colors, though. I mean,
they
I like
are.
The Fair
I mean, they're,
Isle stuff.
They're limited yeah. in the color mm-hmm. palette that they use. But, you know, think cropped sweaters and cardies in the classic shades of, you know, bright pinks and reds, cozy with a visual punch. But that cozy theme is running through three different trends that we're going to see: the knits, the après-ski, keeping it cozy with cable knits and furry coats. So that, you know, designers are definitely continuing with that trend, but it's not so much the sweatpant look now. You know, it's kind of evolved a little bit from there, and it's more think wool jackets or shearling lined coats or mm-hmm. fuzzy hoodies in tapered silhouettes. So
this feels very much like Victoria Beckham's, like this would be her jam, right? It's like, you know, knits and cozy and comfy, but mm-hmm. also like very there's some structure to the slouch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely oversized, but like you said, there's a bit of tapering to the silhouettes a little bit, but it's what everybody wants. Everybody needs that kind of cozy feel. So I think those three trends are going to be the things that we definitely see, especially here in the PNW, because it's indicative to where we are. And then what leads on to that is the, you know, the big puffy mm-hmm. jackets and the mm-hmm. cloudy kind of outerwear. Cloudy as in it looks like it's marshmallow-esque.
Yeah, for sure.
It's bigger and brighter and bolder than we've seen. Sometimes it's going to be brash, deep purples. I think Dolce & Gabbana had a red leopard print puffy coat that they had walk down the runway. I'm not sure that we'll see that in the PNW,
and
but we'll
might,
definitely see the puffies.
It might make your butt look big.
It will. I think it's interesting right now in the stores that there are so many stores that actually have brought in cashmere. And so you think about cashmere, typically with cashmere is like a holiday fabric. But like even in Macy's, they have this whole section of knit cashmere that their dresses, sweaters, joggers, everything cashmere. And it's very luxurious, beautiful colors, a lot of texture. There's a lot of rib cables, different things like that in cashmere. And in some of the stores, I'm starting to already see the big puffies already are coming in already. Puffy
yeah.
coats.
But it's not your classic black on the puffies, which mm-hmm. I know, shock horror here in the PNW.
Yeah.
But think mm-hmm. color. We talked about this last year. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely think more color for your outerwear. It helps lift the mood. And you know, we
even
don't want to all look the same, right?
Like a printed like outerwear yeah. piece would be really cool.
But yeah.
I know, Stacey.
And it's not just the short jackets too. It's longer length in those puffies too.
You have a printed yeah. outerwear piece?
I do. It's a raincoat that's in fuchsia fedora and sort of like a cross between the soybean and adobe that we learned about last week.
And it's a print.
And it's like a raincoat, so it's sort of suiting.
It's perfect.
Oh. I love the way you're twisting this around.
I just love how excited you're getting.
I know. I reuse your recycle in your closet.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. So you can see that there's definitely a big contingent of still on the cozy, comfy, practical aspect of clothing. Just this slight you know, variations on it from what we've seen previously. There's hopefully, I'm hoping there's less tie-dye, but more luxurious fabrics and whatnot. What else do we have?
Let's talk about the one trend that it's actually, I mean, it's a trend, but it's become more of a product thing, but I think it's become overall a big trend, which is no more skinny jeans, loose denim. So things that are getting bigger. Let's talk about that trend.
Yeah. So the Gen Z.
The Gen Z.
Yeah. The Gen Z trend. Yeah. So basically, you know, everyone, you listen to TikTok, you listen to whatever, and it's like, oh, skinny jeans are for this age group. And which may be so, but what we're seeing a lot more of, and it's actually, they can be worn in a multiple different ways and they can be quite fun. It's high-waisted straight legs in the jeans rather than a skinny, and pairing it with a sneaker. So we might be saying goodbye to the skinny jean for a while. I mean, it's never going to go away. I mean, it's kind of a foundational piece in lots of people's wardrobes.
Yeah.
We have them.
It isn't mine. I'm not going to wear a wide leg jean with a boot. It's just not going to happen. So
there you go, Beck. You tell them.
So Beck has a great point. So thinking about the silhouettes, you also have to think about, your footwear that you're going to wear with them. You have to think about, you know, the length of those trousers dependent on your body shape and your height. But as a trend, it is definitely one that's going to be big and already is, because, you know, every time I look around, the more and more of that Gen Z are wearing this style of jean. There's nothing wrong with it. What
challenges me with that loose fitting Gen Z jean is they always do it in a super light wash. And that super kind of light wash jean typically is a spring summer jean.
Well, yes, but denim by default is a heavier material, so you can wear it into fall winter. But we've talked about this before. Think about what you're pairing it with. Keep everything else light.
Yeah.
You know, but more often than not, it's a black t-shirt on with it, or black boots, or you know. But there are ways
black sneakers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are ways to make it fall and winter, you know, with whatever else you're putting on with it. Think about your knitwear with it and stuff. But just know that that we're going to see a lot of that in the store.
And yeah, you have to be careful too. Again, comes back to footwear. Like you see a lot of those Gen Z people, and what they're doing right now is wearing it with, you know, modified Tevas and open toed sandals and those types of shoes. And going into fall, they're probably going to start pairing it with a white sneaker, which is great if you're 18. Not so great if you're 38.
Right. So maybe if you're on the, you know, on the other end of that, think about pairing it with a bone colored loafer, you know, which then kind of anchors that jean, make sure that the top is more fitted. That's a way to wear it. But yeah, you're right, Bruce. I mean, it's everywhere. So we're not going to say goodbye to our skinnies. We're going to hold on fast.
Can we talk about the trends that I'm a little worried about?
Yeah.
The midi length.
The midi length.
Yeah,
So here's my deal. Like,
just because you like to show off your ankles.
Yeah, well, great ankles.
Thank you. However, you know, I'm so used to things needing to be tailored to, you know, like just at the knee, or you know, showing off just the ankles. I don't know what I think about this.
So you're right. I mean, you really have to think about where it hits, right? But it's an interesting concept of why there's this bevy of, you know, midi dresses, et cetera, coming in. The theory of fashion is that when the hemlines are high, the economic outlook, prosperity is, you know, is good. But when hemlines are longer, it conveys a downturn. So that's kind of the why, you know, in the theory of fashion, why those are out there. But you're right, it makes it hard to figure out how to dress them. So if you are somebody that really needs to be very, very careful on your footwear with a midi and where it hits, this might be a trend that you want to stay away from. But most people can wear a midi. You just have to think about exactly where it hits. It has to hit on the narrow point of your leg, and you really have to think about your footwear. So when it's not a maxi, it's that midi point. So, you know, you have great legs. You can wear them. You just have to think about the rest of the silhouette too, and what else you put on with it.
Right.
And I can help you with that.
Can you? I'm so excited. I'm going to have to schedule a 20 and 20.
A 2020.
2020.
Yeah. 2020. But yeah, I mean,
remember,
but we're also, But Stacey, to your point, there also, it's not just straight silhouettes, right? Some of the designers did their midis in box pleats, like Christian Dior did box pleating skirts for mm-hmm. his midis. So adding, for you with your shape, you need to add a little bit of volume on the bottom. So that's a great way to do it, is doing it with something like it's the pleated, a micro pleat or a box pleat or something like that. So, but just making sure it hits at the start of your narrow point on your leg.
Got it.
Is that helpful?
So helpful. So okay. excited. And then the other one I'm really excited about is the whole pattern trend.
Yeah. So finding patterns. So yeah. And it's bold, it's bright, it's attention grabbing. Mm-hmm. And it's not just florals this time. It is inspired by wild and wonderful paintings. Yes, florals are there, but it's not just in individual pieces. Think full on suiting as well. You know, a couple of the designers out there did like head to toe print in a suit or a dress or whatever it was. So it's bold. Scale is going to be important to think about when choosing these trends. So, you know, the scale of the print versus the size of your body, you have to think about the scale of that. You don't want to go too big or too small with certain body shapes and sizes. But yeah, it could be fun.
Well, this was a lot to take in.
A lot to take
which
in.
I know.
With some
why?
Really
not even
good
done.
Stuff.
I know it is once we get going.
I know.
This is fall fashion trend part one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come back next week and we'll do the men's section and finish off what we've already done.
Perfect. And if
a
you
teaser
have
for next week.
If you have questions about this, go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com and you can sign up and you can have a 2020 with us and we can talk to you about some of these things. We would love to. So,
oh, and just a point on those 2020s, those are happening October 6th through the 10th at the Bellevue Collection.
There we go. You heard it here. Thanks for listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We will see you, well, talk to you next week.
Next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Fashion Week is back and live on the runway at the Bellevue Collection. Posh Party Trend Show Friday, October 8th is a fun night out celebrating all the best in fall fashion trends. The Collective Runway Show Saturday, October 9th is a night of premier brands and luxe fall looks. Be there in person or stream live with your friends from the comfort of your home and raise funds for local nonprofits that impact change in the community as the Bellevue Collection donates 100% of all ticket sales. Seating is limited, so get your tickets today. For tickets and more information, visit fashionweekbellevue.com. That's fashionweekbellevue.com.